Hello, everyone, and welcome into Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter, if you would please, at Callahan on Air. And in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. It's a great place, a great community. Join up. We talk hockey all the time, and sometimes we even get off the beaten path, and heaven forbid, don't talk hockey. We'd love to have you join the community. It's a growing community. Invite your friends and come be a part of something awesome. We love doing it. We love talking hockey. And even though we're in the off season, I don't know if you can call this the dog days of summer, but it's the dog days of a really odd season, dog days of end of October. I don't know. But we're still going to talk hockey. We're still going to do the podcast. So thank you very much for being here. Speaking of everything being fairly odd, well, we're looking at next season and starting next season, potentially training camp in December with a January 1st start date. But then Vegas Golden Knights owner Bill Foley comes out and says maybe February 1st. Maybe we don't start back up. Maybe there's a Canadian division. There are so many balls in the air right now for the NHL to restart. And I understand all of them are medical. Honestly, the border has to open between the U.S. and Canada. It's looking less and less likely medically that it will be open by January 1st. So if that's the case, if the NHL is really gung-ho about that January 1st start date, and let's say they want to do a Winter Classic to kick things off, then they're going to have a Canadian division. It has not been written in stone yet, according to various league sources, but it is something that's being talked about, that the Canadian teams would play amongst themselves, and then there would be other divisions created in the United States. Those teams would play amongst themselves and kind of not really form a bubble, but maybe an extra large bubble. I don't know how you would put it, but basically you play within your division until things kind of clear up a little bit. Maybe there's a vaccine. Maybe you can get some fans in the stands. I know butts in the seats is what the NHL wants and the NHL ownership groups want. They want to do it. And again, hearkening back to Bill Foley's comments, he said, what are we doing this for if there aren't fans in the stands? Well, that means possibly putting off the start of the season. So I am here to advocate for the NHL to just drop this absurd notion of cramming an 82-game schedule in to the allotted time. You have a couple factors that you have to consider. Number one, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics is now the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, and it's going to happen next summer. That's going to happen in July. So the NHL really does have to wrap up its schedule by late June. Now, Tom, what does the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, have to do with the NHL? It's pretty simple. TV deal distribution in the United States. NBC has both the Tokyo Olympics and the National Hockey League. And while the NHL does get top billing when they're playing, and the NHL gets a lot of nice favors from NBC and NBC Sports, the Olympics are number one with a bullet because they come around once every 4 years. They're a ratings horse. They're a revenue leader. And NBC is going to do what they do with the NHL playoffs. They throw them on every available channel, and they let people scatter to the four corners. But people watch the events. They love the events. And that's what's going to happen. So the NHL has to be wrapped up and done by then. Even if you're starting January 1st, which, let's be honest, looks a little less likely. Maybe you start camp January 1st. Even with a mid-January start date, if you're going to wrap up the season by the end of June with a normal four-round best of seven run at it, you could probably push it back to the end of April to start the playoffs. But you're really going to need 7, if not 8 weeks, to get it all in, depending on, of course, how long the series go. This year, you may have noticed the NHL accelerated things as much as they could, kept teams playing whenever they could. They didn't say, okay, we're concretely going to start, say, the Stanley Cup final here. It was, well, if the series are wrapped up, we're just going to go. Let's just keep going. And that's what they did. They wanted to get through it and get it done. They did. And they crowned Tampa Bay champion. Next year, they may have to have a little bit of the same attitude. Realistically, in order to then in the preceding, let's say it's going to be 3 months worth of activity. That's 12 weeks. Can you safely play 82 games? No. Can you safely play 60 games? Maybe. I'm hearing 56, 48, and these numbers aren't without precedence. In fact, I was with the Nashville Predators when we came out of the lockout in the 2012-13 season and played a 48-game season, and it was an absolute sprint. It was a lot of fun. It was crazy because every game mattered in the regular season. You could not afford a three-game losing streak, and you were begging for a three-game win streak. It was so important. Every game was crucial right from the start. It almost felt a little bit like playoffs. But I think that that's what the NHL has to allow itself to understand. Look, this is the way of the world. No, it's not ideal. No, it doesn't give owners their 41 home games. And that's not ideal either. But if it means fans can be at least partially in the arenas, if not fully in the arenas, by going with a 48-game set, and player health and safety will benefit from the extra rest and the ability to have days between games, not having to play 3 and 4, 5 and 9, whatever craziness comes out of it, I think that that's something the NHL really has to consider. So NHL, I'm imploring you, give up the idea of 82 games. Look at a 48, maybe a 56. But I think that that is the safest and most logical conclusion for next year's NHL season. We will get back to normal eventually, but we're just not there yet. So, hey, you know what? Some hockey is better than no hockey at all. This has been Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Tom Callahan. If you like the podcast, please subscribe. We're available anywhere you get your podcasts. We're hosted by Audio Boom. And also follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and join the Talking Puck Discord in the link in my Twitter bio. Also, as a programming note, Mike Haynes and I, Talking Puck TV, we're off the air for a little while. Mike and I are taking a break from the show, but don't worry. Once we figure out when training camp fires back up, we're going to jump right back on the air. In the meantime, you can always check out twitch.tv/talkingpuck or YouTube. The short version of the channel is bit.ly/talkingpuck. Thanks, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.